From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, were there issues with the offense? It sure didn't look like it in Chicago. What a performance.
Yeah, offensively, we came out, wanted to be aggressive, really just play fast. Conceptually, we were pretty, straightforward. Really starts up front like it always does. I thought our pass protection was outstanding. The ability to extend plays. I think we had 9 extended plays. And Aaron was on fire. So we caught the ball very well. Pass protection, ran it when we had to. We were, 38 points in 20-something minutes. So it's that's pretty good production.
Mike, talking about Aaron a little more. 22 of 28, 302 yards, 151 and change, quarterback rating, 4 touchdown passes. As the head coach and his boss, what do you say to him? I mean, nice game just doesn't do it, does it? I mean, how do you go about addressing that?
No, I mean, he played a great game. I mean, it's a great game. But his personality, he's continued to find ways to challenge him. So we told him he should have had 6 touchdowns. So, but no, he was outstanding. I mean, just to go – anytime you go to an opposing stadium and play at that level, it's special and it's unique.
Let's talk about the defense. How do you look at that side of the ball? 17 points, 2 takeaways, and you'll win a lot of games allowing 17 points. But on the flip side, the Bears gained almost, 500 yards. How do you look at the defensive performance?
Well, you look at it really in 2 halves. Just the things they did to us in the run game. They hit us with a couple schemes that we hadn't seen. And really just the way we reacted to them early was not quite right. So I thought at halftime, the players were very even keeled. There was no panic at all. And frankly, we were focused on making big plays and taking the ball away. And that's what our defense did in the second half. And obviously, it was a huge factor in the game.
Speaking of big plays, Mike, you averaged better than 10 yards per pass. Was it a conscious effort to get the ball down the field, or is that just kind of how it broke out?
Well, we came into the game, initially to throw the football. That was our game plan. And then we wanted to settle into the run game. But, it was working, and we stuck with it.
Okay, they get 235 yards rushing. You guys get 56. Is that you have to run the football stuff? Is that gone by the wayside? Is that kind of passed everything by, that whole run the football, run defense in today's game?
No, I don't think so. You need to run the football, and you need to stop the run on defense. So that'll never change. Let's be honest. We played at an extremely high level on offense, and then once we were able to get the lead, I thought our defense was really able to play downhill and create the turnover opportunity. Not only do we have the 2 takeaways, we had 1 Micah probably had, and Tremont, had a close one there too. So if we can get the game to go that way, particularly with the offense in front, I think it really plays to our defense.
How big of a momentum swing was it before the half, Mike, when HaHa Clinton Dix kept Martellus Bennett short of the goal line and Micah Hyde is right there and it's inconclusive?
It's a huge play. I mean, it's a touchdown. So, obviously they had momentum going in at halftime. We knew we had the ball coming out. So, I mean, clearly one of the biggest or the biggest play in the game.
Mike, not a lot of yards rushing, but a very impressive attitude play was your first touchdown. Eddie Lacy from the 2. You look at the interior of the Bears defensive line. All of them had their rear ends in the end zone when that thing was over. That said something.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that we, frankly, if we had had the ball more time, we would have probably ran at them a little more. But, that was a very impressive play.
Kind of something unusual for the second time in NFL history. Neither team punted. Would you take that any day of the week? Is that a very positive thing?
Well, I'll take half of it any day of the week. I don't know about the other half. But, as long as we're getting the takeaways. And I think the key to that statistic is, we were +2 in the turnover ratio. So because that's how we were able to take away. And I think I had one or two series on fourth downs and then on fourth downs. So, I like not punting. But I like to see our punt return out there. During the game.
Mike, had a couple touchdowns called back due to penalty. I wanted to ask you in particular about the Davante Adams catch. Number one, Aaron Rodgers, you look at that video, his body and the way it was contorted and being able to put enough mustard on that ball to beat two defenders, two Adams, that was incredible. But the part I wanted to ask you about, Corey Linsley is a very stout player, your center. And he's strong enough to put people on their back. And sometimes when officials see players go to the ground, they're a little quick with the flag. How'd you feel about that? I think he sometimes gets watched because he puts guys on the dirt.
I mean, does the commissioner watch our show?
He's got bigger fish.
We won't send him this
right now.
I'll just say this. The officials didn't have as good a day as our offense did. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's any time a player goes to the ground, you'd hope that the official seen the whole action. I think in that case, Corey, it was an excellent finish by Corey. I mean, he got a plus on the play, if you're curious, so he was not graded down for that play.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. We solved that problem. Next up, our special guest, Randall Cobb, with two touchdowns. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Gets the snap. Blitz on. They pick it up. He throws the right side of the end zone. Cobb, touchdown! A great throw and a tumbling catch in the right corner of the end zone by Randall Cobb.
Welcome back. Joining us now, fresh off a two-touchdown performance against the Chicago Bears, Randall Cobb. Randall, what a difference a week makes. Huge win for the Green Bay Packers, huh?
Yeah, it was. That was huge. You know, especially in our division, we want to stay right there in the hunt. We don't want to fall too far behind. So getting a win this week was very big for us.
Let's talk about some fun stuff, shall we?
Yeah.
Like your touchdown catches. The first one I noticed, you're split out. And the fellow across from you is their nickel guy, Isaiah Fry. And they didn't do it a ton, but he's up in press man coverage. And at that point, are you thinking, you don't have a prayer, Isaiah? What were you thinking then?
Well, I was just thinking just create some separation and give Aaron somewhere to go with the ball. So I was able to beat him, and Aaron was able to throw a great ball, and I was able to make the catch.
Do you enjoy those situations where you can tell, hey, it's man?
Yeah, those are the situations where you're like, okay, I got to beat my guy right here. This is a great chance for me to get a target, so get an opportunity.
Let's talk about your second touchdown. This time, it's our old friend Chris Conte lined up across from you, and you give him a little fake to the inside, or a big fake to the inside, and you fake him out of his you-know-what. And you're dancing alone in the end zone. That was pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, we actually had another play called, and we saw the matchup, and Aaron was able to check the play, and it was wide open, like taking candy from a baby.
When you're changing plays like that, and all those hands, is it all hand signals, or is there some audible stuff going on too?
For the most part, it's some hand signals, some verbal communication whenever we have those opportunities.
You know, Mike, last week after the Lion game, don't want to bring it up, but after the Lion game, because, well, I'm doing it for a reason, because you don't see this very often. It was like Randall called himself out, and he was getting on himself. And guys that look at solving problems, looking in the mirror first, you got to like coaching those type of guys.
No doubt about it. Randall he's extremely competitive, has a ton of pride. Personally, I'm not really ever worried about him as far as self-evaluation. So, yeah, it's excellent, great to see.
Now, Randall, nobody will bring this up except me, but I think you guys got the best wide receiver blocking core in the league. You guys work at
hands
it.
Down.
You guys get after
hands
it.
Down.
Okay, right after the Devontae Adams non-touchdown, okay, uh-huh. You guys ran a screen to Jordy. He happened to slip on that play, but you can tell you're serious business about this block. You hunt the guy down in the open field, sustain the whole shot. Jordy doesn't slip, who knows what happens, but you guys take that end of the game seriously.
Well, that's what happens when you have an ex-running back as your receiver coach. he really focuses in on our run blocking, and we really take pride in that.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Colin. Big man, ask the question of Randall.
What's your favorite part about football?
My favorite part about football, probably the fans. Just the excitement, how much the game really means to them, and just how many memories we can all create together as players and fans.
All right, great question. Sean, you have a question for Randall as well.
Hi, Randall. Great game yesterday.
Thank you.
My question is,
Who was your favorite football player or players growing up? Was there someone that really inspired you to love the game?
Hines Ward was one of my favorite players. A lot of people probably wouldn't say that, but Hines Ward I looked at as a former quarterback in college. He played receiver in the NFL, and he was able to play a lot of years, and he was able to win some Super Bowls. So he was one of my favorite players.
And Jack has a question for Randall as well.
Do you still watch Kentucky and support them?
I do. I still watch and support them. I'll always be a Wildcat, and I'm actually hopefully going to head back to the game this weekend against South Carolina.
All right, SEC pride showing right there. Next up, Larry and Randall on the Telestrator. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Randall, this is one of my favorite plays of the game, and it looks like a fairly simple route by you. Can you talk about that as you're running it?
It is. It's just a basic in route, running it 16, 18 yards, basically just pushing the defender off his grass and breaking in with a speed cut. I saw Aaron start to scramble a little bit to his left, so I just flashed my hands to tell him that I was getting ready to sit down, and he was able to get the ball to me right there and make a move.
Okay, well, speaking of which, okay, you got some unfriendlies here and here. How much of that do you just feel? I mean, it's happening too fast. You just kind of feel it?
It's a feel thing, especially once I get the ball in my hands. It's a feel thing, understanding, knowing where I'm at. I know I had a guy that was behind me. I'm thinking he's more behind me, like as I rolled in, that he rolled in behind me. So, but as soon as I catch the ball, the first thing I can see as you look at my peripheral vision is this big guy. So I'm thinking run away from him. So I turn around and see the defender in my face, and I just plan and try to get north and south as fast as I can.
Well, that's a pretty special north and south right there. Hold the phone. Let's go back and look at that. I mean, that is one of those incredible moves after the catch that's just a unique part of your game. I mean, and you just got to feel that stuff, right?
It really is a feel thing, understanding where defenders are and just trying to make them miss and get as much as you can.
And let me point out, this dude right here, he's Kyle Fuller, the Bears' first-round draft choice, off to a phenomenal start, like NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year start. And so he's not some slob missing the tackle here. That is really a special move. Oh, and they got the Bears running into each other. Okay, now you're heading down the field. What's going on in your head right
now? Well, right now, just green grass, trying to run away from defenders. I probably gave him a little bit too much early on, getting him a little bit closer to me and make the move like I did right there. But, I mean, now I see my teammate, Rich Rogers, coming in, and he kind of scared me. I didn't realize he was right there. I thought that guy was going to get ready to tackle me, so that was a big block to help spring another 5-6 yards.
Nice work by young Richards, but I wanted to ask you, stop it right there. This poor fellow right here, the Bear that's being screened by Richard Rogers, that poor fellow that missed the tackle, he must see you in his nightmares. If you'll recall last December 29th, his name is Chris Conte. You're going to run that poor guy out of the league, Randall.
Well, I mean, as long as he's guarding me, that's my job, right?
And I talked to you after the game about this play. Just short, but you're kind of outnumbered here. Even with Richard Rogers, it's kind of like 5-1. Just short of the end zone, but you weren't happy with
No, not at all. Especially when you finish that close to the goal line, you always want to get the ball in the end zone. Our drive kind of fluttered from there. We were forced to kick a field goal. We ended up missing a field goal. So if I can find a way somehow to get into the end zone right there, we don't have to worry about any other things.
Folks, special play by a special player. Randall, thank you for being with us here. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us, please. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. It is victory week, so we have game balls. And Mike, no-brainer here. Aaron Rodgers, a nearly perfect passer rating of 151.2. What? We're used to him being superhuman, but this was one of his best performances. What did you see and what did you observe?
Clearly a great performance, and also, you know, an achievement award. Also, the fact that he's gone over 25,000 yards passing quicker than anybody in the history of the National Football League. So, big day and also cleared a milestone.
What an amazing number, 25,000 yards. Wow.
That's incredible.
Defensively, game ball goes to Sam Shields, and your secondary and Sam were playing against some very formidable people.
Absolutely. I mean, their offensive perimeter it will be one of the best we play this year, and our guys are really up to the challenge. I thought Sam played lights out all day, you know, and his interception and return was another huge play in the game. So Sam's playing very well this year.
Special teams game ball goes to Sean Richardson, and Bears are up 17-14. They try that trick onside field goal or onside kick, and Sean Richardson is there. Big.
Yeah, heads up play. It was something that we, you know, felt there was a high, you know, a high alert going into the game. We just felt our way our offense matched up with all their injuries on defense that they would potentially try to steal series from us. So. Great heads up play and gave us great field position, you know, going in for was at the third series. So
Richardson also got some snaps from scrimmage at the end, and boy, did he light somebody up. He made the most of his playing time.
I mean, Sean's a stud. I mean, he's playing extremely well on special teams. So when he gets his opportunities, he's a guy you always keep your eye on because he's going to be either hitting the ball carrier or he's definitely going to be around the football.
Mike, is Tremont Williams one of those guys that you kind of hold up in the locker room as an example? Because he said on that interception that he broke for the ball. Maybe he didn't get the pick, but Clay Matthews was there for the interception because of what Tremont saw and knew.
Yeah, Tremont actually was a captain, one of the captains for the game. You know, and he did a nice job in our pregame. You know, we have a player address the team here right before we break out, and it was his turn this week. So, you know, he's just such a great story. And he just when he arrived here, was, you know, sat in the front row and just worked for everything that he's earned. And yeah, he's definitely one of our top veterans.
Tremont said after the game that the theme of his talk prior to the game was trust. And apparently it really hit home with the guys, huh?
Oh, no doubt about it. And that's, you know, just something that every team goes through each and every year. You got to trust the process. You got to trust one another. And more importantly, you just can't blink. And I think our defense definitely did that, and it showed up in the second half.
Next, we get you ready for the Vikings on a short week. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And we're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it's a short week. It's Viking week. Teddy Bridgewater hurt his ankle. Christian Ponder finished up the game. Is it almost shades of last year's playoff game where, you know, you got to prepare for two quarterbacks or you just don't know?
Well, you know, you got a new offensive coordinator, got a new scheme. And do have some new players on offense, you know, two new running backs. So, you know, we're going to stay focused on what they do conceptually.
Mike came out against the Chicago Bears throwing and so forth and really had great results. Can we expect more of the same? Are you going to be winging it pretty good?
Well, you know, really, if you look at the four games we've played so far this year, we really haven't got the ball, you know, the attempts in a run game up over 30. So, I mean, that's something that came up in herself, Scott, and things like that. But really, at the end of the day, you want to be balanced, and the way the defense plays, you know, we have the ability to run it and throw it. And so 50-50, Larry, is what I'm thinking.
Speaking of throwing it, Richard Rodgers got him involved early, two early catches. Do you feel like now he's kind of broken through, so to speak?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of football to be played. Yeah, so, I mean, I was very happy for Richard. And, I mean, he's done a lot of good things. So, you know, it's just – just like our guys. So, you know, we haven't really got into a game where we've had a lot of plays and a lot of opportunities. So his opportunities will continue to grow.
Mike, good luck on Thursday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Sorry about that, Larry.
Lance.
We got to wrap up the show. I'm sorry. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.